Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Hello, my friends, and welcome aboard the Yacht Rock Show. Say hello to Joe Carlisle.
Somebody's phone's ringing. I hear a phone
ringing.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, everybody. That's your phone.
That's my...
Welcome, everybody.
That's my landline.
A landline? I can't believe we're the only two guys left that have landlines. Does Samir even know what a landline is?
Of course.
Samir said it's a wire under the ground. It could be under the ground. It could be on top of the ground.
It could be.
I had a talk for him because I know he's going to edit out his response.
No, maybe he'll leave
kidding.
It in.
Samir's kidding. He said he's kidding.
So.
Yeah, we're not comfortable with these computer machines.
Computer machines. Oh, my God.
So, go ahead, what?
So, some good news. They're finally starting to open up the restaurants and the theaters, right?
At least in Jersey. I don't know if...
Yeah. No, other places, I think, have opened up already.
Is it really?
Yeah. So, finally, this Friday, not at full capacity, but listen, it's better than nothing, you know? And that eating outside, oh, Lord, it's got
to
go.
They'll still have that, too, for the... Since they can only go to 25% capacity indoors, they're probably still going to keep the outdoors just to make up that difference.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
Because who could survive on... who could make rent and payroll on 25% capacity?
Well, you've seen how many businesses...
Are folded.
Yeah, are gone. That's it. Unbelievable. But hopefully things... I think things are getting better.
Yeah, hopefully wherever you are, wherever you're listening to us, wherever you are in the world, things will be getting better soon, and we hope for that.
And, folks, we are working on the Yacht Rock Show 24/7 radio station. I don't have a launching date, because I'm still, we're still working on it and all that. But we're going to do it, and it's going to be great. So it's going to be so much fun. Can't wait for that. But let's get started. We got Mr. Groove Funkle. This guy is great. He's like the Reflex. There's a couple of these guys that are really, really masters at doing these remixes. And I'm talking about, Joe knows, these are multi-tracks remixes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
this
gets
is the
access,
real deal.
Yeah, he gets access to the original tracks. I don't know how. We should actually get an interview with him or at least talk to him off air and then... report in on how he's doing that, because that's some great... I mean, rolling out, talk about rolling out a red carpet for somebody to do something like this. I mean, you got to get clearance from the record label and the artist.
They are. That's what they're doing, Joe. You just nailed it.
Yeah.
They contact management, and then they get in touch with the artist and sometimes the record labels. But mostly, I think it's the artist,
Yeah, at this point.
Right.
It's probably out of the hands of the label.
Well...
because this stuff's all old,
That's true. But it's great, especially this remix. We've played it before, but I never get tired of it. I'm talking about Ambrosia's Biggest Part of Me, because he really took some pieces or parts that we never heard before.
Right, because there's a fade out. Like, it fades out. The radio edit fades out really early, and there's a lot of cool things that Joe Puerta does on the bass. I'm one track line bass player. And you hear them. He left them in. You hear him... playing
That's
the
right.
stuff kind of isolated. It's kind of a cool window into Joe Puerta's previously unheard, bass parts there.
A lot of people don't know, but Joe Puerta went on to play with Bruce Hornsby
in
the Range.
He was in the range, right.
Right. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's on That's Just the Way It Is and all that great stuff in the 80s.
That's right. So after...
So do
I
you think
after,
that Ambrosia disbanded at that point?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think they were done by then, Joe, weren't they?
Yeah. You know better than me. But yeah, I do remember that he was the... I don't know how I knew that. I mean, I must have seen a video somewhere where he was with Ambrosia, and he had a very interesting look. He's kind of a small guy, Joe Puerta. So
yeah.
He's, by watching him manhandle a 34-inch scale bass, it makes it look like a little kid trying to wield a contrabass.
That's true.
Yeah, he's kind of a small guy, but a great, great player. I really like Joe Puerta. And it's evident on this track, so listen closely if you're a bass player, if you care at all, or if you tuned out already because they talk too much instrumentation. So here it is. Go ahead and play it.
Here it is, folks. folks?
Yeah, go ahead, folks.
Folks. It's that delay that drives me nuts.
I know.
Oh, boy. All right, here it is. Ambrosia. Ambrosia's biggest part of me, but this is the Groove Funkel New Horizon remix.
The things I'll do for you. Ain't no risk now.
yeah.
Listen.
Right.
There's some cool little lick at the end.
Right. There it is.
Right. Strange sounding bass. I think it's an alembic. I'm hearing alembic. I mean, if my ear over the years have taught me anything, I think it's an alembic. All you bass players out there could appreciate that.
That's
it's probably
right.
An old alembic. Probably ask Joe Puerta.
So.
Go ahead.
Bobby Caldwell. You know, it's funny. A lot of people think that he's black. So funny. You know that?
Blue-eyed soul.
Yeah. But and the reaction when you see it on YouTube is so funny, man. But I
people
I always,
comment that he's not, and with shock. And
a lot
awe.
Of people didn't know. They just assume, oh, he's a black dude. Yeah.
Right.
I'm telling you. Now, I always
him
knew.
Him and Ricky Peterson, both really inspired by Ricky and his brother Paul Peterson, too. Really inspired by black music.
Sure.
You know, a little more like we all are. I mean, I love Motown. I mean, I'm...
Of course.
Half of the way I play. One of the coolest compliments I ever got was when I was playing in high school and I was doing a lot of slap playing. You know what slapping is. Anybody knows what that is. And somebody was over the phone and somebody said, oh, my friend's here. He's a bass player. And I was in the background slapping. And the guy said over the phone, is he black?
Wow.
That was the coolest compliment I ever got.
Look at that.
All right, to That's this great. Day, I cherish that compliment.
That's wild. So, yeah but
not, so he, everybody who doesn't know, Bobby Caldwell is not black.
He's not. Oh, I always knew, though. I always knew.
Yeah, we've been following him since
then.
Yeah.
Plus, I remember I was living in Miami when... Yep. When this song came out. Well, not this song. We're not playing What You Won't Do For Love.
What You Won't Do is When That Kid
Right.
You mean.
Right. But this one, I was in Miami still, because this is 1980, and it's from the album Cat in the Hat. This is Certified Yacht. It's Bobby Caldwell, and this is Coming Down From Love.
What you did to me before, it keeps bringing me down. Hi there, this is Ali Thompson and you're listening to The Yacht Rock Show with Eddie Gantz and Joe Carlisle. This is a song from the new CD release of my album Songs from the Playroom and it's called Through the Storm.
When this is all over, these gray skies.
I tell you, you gotta love this guy.
Everybody hears the "What's going on?" nod.
What's
going
on? I love that.
Such a "What's going on?" nod.
Yeah, nice groove.
Nice,
but I tell you,
harmonica solo. I don't know who the harmonica solo is. It's not listed on the website.
Very Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Right?
I wonder if it's Ali. It could be Ali himself.
Maybe.
He's very talented.
I tell you, I love the song.
Yeah,
excellent
song. And then there's another one. There was an extra one you said, right? What was the other song?
Right.
Is that
those
two
songs?
Yeah, they're not on the regular release, or the I think it was only available as download. But now that he's going to actually press CDs, he's going to include those two extra songs on the CD pressing. One was "Sun Kissed," which we didn't play, and this one was
"Through the Storm."
Through the Storm, right?
And folks, you can get this CD straight from his website. That's AliThompson.com. Okay, check it out. And there's also he posted a video on Instagram, Joe, with a bunch of the musicians that helped him to create this album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Sure, Robbie McIntosh is there, and Robin Malarkey, who I love.
Correct. So, all right.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
Just sit right back and we'll play some tunes on the Yacht Rock Show with Eddie Gans, doing it just for you.
Think of all the pictures you missed because the flash on your camera wasn't ready.
Oh, the pictures you missed before the Kodak disc.
The Kodak disc camera knows when to flash and can flash again this fast. So you don't have to miss a knee-slapping, hand-clapping, foot-stomping moment.
Oh, the pictures you missed before the Kodak disc.
In this lane.
If you're not into meetings
and your boss has no brain,
if you hate filling out your time sheets,
bow, 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 bow.
Take a breakcation. Taco Bell's new Pina Colada Frutista Freeze, topped with real fruit. It's part break, part vacation.
If you like me,
think outside the box.
Thank you.
did. That was written, co-written.
Yeah, Mr. Randy Goodrum, right?
Randy and Steve Perry. What a great song.
Yeah, and it's, is it certified?
It is.
It is certified. I'm surprised they would think that that was Yacht Rock.
You know, it's I hear it. To me, it's got all the, it's yachty, it's got the, it's rock, you know, it's got that cool night.
Is it post 84? What year was that?
That's probably 83, 84.
Okay. It's in there.
Yeah.
Tail end.
It's in there. Oh, it's in there.
It's in there.
The garlic, the herbs.
So but yeah, now, it's definitely a big radio.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Wow, huge. So now we're talking about our boy, Mr. Ricky Peterson.
And I just mentioned Ricky Peterson. I didn't even know you had this on the in the queue tonight.
Yeah.
I'm saying now he's another blue-eyed, you know, R&B influenced guy that people think is black, or at least even his brother. I mean,
but nobody knows him,
Paul
Joe.
Paul Peterson.
Very underrated.
And that's a shame. Very underappreciated, too. I mean,
come on. You say Ricky Peterson and people say who?
Yeah. Not amongst musicians, you know, they know who he is.
Right.
But the general public, really, they know his brother better. His brother was St. Paul. Remember St. Paul?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was the brother. He had more success as a pop artist.
Well, he was connected with Prince, though, Joe. You know that?
Oh, yeah. They were from Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Yeah, all that. The Time, all that. All those bands.
That's where Randy and Randy. That's where Ricky and Paul grew up, was in Minneapolis. So they must have knew them really well.
That's right. Interesting.
So what song do you have from Ricky?
Living It Up.
Ah, what a great one.
The Bill of Bounty song. Here it is.
Every now and then I must confess, Get ready for some smooth sailing from the Manhattan Transfer.
Keep listening to Yacht Rock here with your host, Eddie Gantz.
Next up is Birdland.
Everybody did speed bop, and they'll never stop.
Those are all lines that Wayne Shorter actually played.
Huh?
They really stayed pretty true to that.
Oh, man.
Right? Some of those vocal lines, that was like the stuff that Wayne Shorter was playing on the original Weather Report version.
Hell yeah. And she won a Grammy for that.
She did win a Grammy for vocal arranging.
Right.
Right?
That's
she
right.
She narrowly lost to, I think it was Tiptoe to the Tulip by Tiny Tim. But, you know, it was a close contender to that.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody knows the two. If you ever A-B'd the two, you know, it's hard to decide for a winner. So it's narrowly, she narrowly escaped winning now.
Yeah, really? That's so funny.
But, yeah, I mean, do they even give vocal arranging Grammys anymore? I doubt it.
Oh, yeah. Do now? They? For who? Cardi B?
I think Tiny Tim would take that one.
Oh, my God. What a horror.
So that track is, again, originally a Weather Report tune, if anybody knows that, Birdland. And, you know, it was so expertly executed by the guys in Weather Report, and, you know, the least of which was Jaco Pastorius doing a great bass part. And on this track, you got the guys from Toto kind of doing their jazz thing, and Dave Hungate actually is doing that bass, and you said it was Jeff Beccaro playing drum.
That's right. And I believe David Foster is on the piano, the acoustic piano. Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah,
great job.
Always a treat to hear that one.
Always
we don't
a
play
treat.
Enough of the Manhattan Transfer. Yeah, yeah. We got a lot of stuff, but we don't play enough.
I was going to play Spice of Life, but, you know.
Oh, I love that one.
Me too. But we played that so many times, and yes. I figured, let's throw Birdland that never gets any airplay, right. You know?
Is it certified?
No, but it
Birdland
should be.
Birdland's not.
But it should be. It should be.
Maybe they think it's too jazz.
No, it's got pop influences, and it's got the whole thing. It should be on the boat.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
It's on this boat.
Next?
The next is the master, Mr. Donald Fagen, with IGY. Oh, yeah.
Glory.
You're listening to Eddie Gantz. This is Yacht Rock. Now, back to the smooth.
Guess it's time to wipe the dust off my heart. Pull it out and hide it. Give life one last final try. I'm tired of holding on to what was never mine. So here's my life, Lord, I give it all to you. I surrender, Lord, I give my life. Finally through, Lord, I surrender at your feet and give my heart completely. I surrender. I surrender. Guess it's time to walk out. Hands up in the air. It's time to wear the white flag so that everyone can see that my fight in you is finally through. You've overcome my soul. You win, Lord. So now take control of me. I surrender. Lord, I give my life. Battle's finally through, Lord. I surrender at your feet. Give my heart completely. I surrender. I surrender. Lord, I give my life completely. I surrender.
I love this song. It's Michael James Murphy. This guy is, like I told you, he went into the Christian songwriting genre.
Right.
And you could hear hints of it. You hear hints of it. But it's nice. If you listen closely in the chorus, you hear the...
Yeah.
You hear it. It's really cool. Yeah.
It's almost like that. The slower version of that kind of bounce.
That's right. 83. So now, folks, this is not a new segment, but it's a place where we're going to, or a time where we feature what we consider new yacht.
Yeah.
This guy, the name is LaFlex.
You like new
right,
yacht.
Joe?
I like the term modern yacht. But
or you, modern
you
yacht.
Won, you won out because you own the LLC for the Yacht Rock Show.
But
we love this guy. This guy is like, he's got to be in his like late 30s, early 40s.
I would think.
So he does have this running through his blood, the stuff that we play, you know, all the time on the Yacht Rock Show.
Oh, yeah.
Either from himself or his parents. And you can hear in his modern production, which is really slick. I mean, it's really excellent production on this stuff.
Yeah, and he sounds like George Michael a lot.
He's got a little of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
But he's done covers of Yacht Rock songs. Didn't he do covers of...
Oh, big time.
What did he do?
Yeah. He did Georgie Porgy.
Okay.
Toto. And then he did, from the Manhattan Transfer, he did Mystery, which we're going to play on a future show.
Okay, see? He's right in there.
He's in there.
We heard that. Yeah, we definitely heard that common thread he had with the Yacht Rock love.
Sure.
So we definitely thought it was something we should bring to you guys. So here it is.
Here it is. Check him out. His name is LaFlex. With 1,000 nights.
Thank you.
That is Le Flex.
People might be thinking that we don't know what we're talking about, but that is got a yacht thread running through it, even though it sounds a lot like Chill. And everybody knows, I don't know if you know what Chill is, but
right,
it's got a lot of Chill going, but there's a common thread. There's a yacht rock thread, which we speaks to
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. First,
it's what the kids are doing, Samir said.
It's a modern yacht. It's somebody from now doing their interpretation of yacht rock.
Yeah, and whatever yacht, like if, let's just say that yacht rock artists never fell out of favor. It's
right.
What those guys, and those guys got younger as they got older. That's what they'd be doing now.
And that is smooth as hell.
Yeah, that's why it's chill. I think it's
that's
more
right.
chill than, but it's, again, it's what yacht rock would be. I think
it's
chill is
funky,
what yacht rock became, sort of.
Mind you, it's got the funky guitar in there, which he plays,
which is all
by
him,
the way.
Yeah, it's him, by
it's
the way.
All
he plays
him.
The bass, the keyboard, everything. He does everything himself. Very
talented.
So you
got to look at this with an open mind, Joe.
Yeah.
Am I right?
And a closed mouth. He's out of the UK, Le Flex, man. We dig him.
Yeah. He's a great guy. He did a bunch of IDs for us. And you're going to be hearing a lot more from Le Flex. But check him out, folks. Go on YouTube. It's L-E and then Flex. Le Flex. Okay?
Capital L-E. Nobody knows how to spell Le Flex.
Whatever. All right, here it is. Toto.
Of course.
Of course. Play it.
This should just be the Toto show. Forget about it. If we ever get, like, somebody ever tells us we can't use the Yacht Rock show anymore, it's just going to be the Toto show, because all roads lead to Toto.
That's
either
right.
They're playing on a track. I mean, it's 90% Toto. If somebody's playing on a track, there's some
That's
association,
right.
or it's Toto themselves.
That's right. So here it is. Without Your Love.
Late at night, nothing's feeling right since you've gone away. I think I know why you left this time, but it's still hard to say. I really lost it when he came around you. Now I'm holding it all inside and it's killing me. We used to meet at an old cafe down in Chi-town. At first, you could hear the wind stop, then my heart would pound.
You don't have to be afraid. It's not the same. Hi, everybody. This is Mark Jordan, and you're listening to The Smooth. Stay tuned to the Yacht Rock Show. Next up is a song of mine called Margarita.
That
Mark Jordan,
yeah, and what a great voice. The IDs,
oh yeah, I know, he sounds like Batman,
right?
How long ago did we do that interview with Mark Jordan?
That was
last year sometime,
2019.
Wow.
Yeah, yep, we did it at Louis Guell's, remember?
I do.
Yep. All right, so we've come to the end of another classic
Yacht Rock Show.
I'm so glad we had this tie.
I feel bad
together.
That we didn't play this tune earlier, because I hate shoving Al Jarreau on the back end of the hour.
The
show. But here is an Al Jarreau to take us out.
Taking us out.
What's the tune?
It's All or Nothing at All, which was written by Bobby Caldwell.
Yeah.
And Bobby
it's on his album.
Also.
Yeah, we love that album. What the hell's the name of the album?
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's how much we love it. And how prepared I came today.
Heart
of Mine, Heart of Mine. It's Heart of Mine.
Ah, Heart of Mine.
Yeah, one of my favorite
All
albums.
Right.
So it's
All
on
right.
that. And here's Al Jarreau doing it. So good night, everybody.
Good night, folks. Enjoy. And until the next. Be well. Bye.